Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Talk About It. My name is Annabelle Wiskus. I'll be your host today, and I'm so, so, so grateful that you are here and you are joining me. If you are new to Talk About It, it is a post-grad-centered podcast that posts every single Wednesday. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, you guys. I am so excited to talk to you. Oh my gosh, it is Sunday. It is a beautiful Sunday, indeed. This weekend has gone by so freaking fast. Like, so freaking fast. I swear it was Friday night. And this week is going to be such a long one that I feel like I tried to soak up the most of the weekend. But, oh my gosh, it went by like a blink of an eye. I had Spirit of the Lakes this weekend, which, if you don't know what that is, the town that I grew up in does this festival every year in the middle slash end of July. They do so many events. They do concerts, boat up movies, they do fireworks shows, and that was this weekend, and it was so much fun. It's just like, you know, right after the 4th, right when you're like, oh my gosh, like summer's coming to an end, like the 4th is gone. Like, we still celebrate some fun lake activities. And so that was this weekend, but oh my gosh, you guys, it went by so fast. How are you guys doing? Okay, question of the week, right? How are you doing? How am I doing? What's going on? What's up? What's happening? You guys, I'm feeling very chaotic. I'm feeling a little, like, unorganized. I'm gonna be honest. Oh my gosh. So much is going on in my brain. So much is going on in my brain. Let's start from the beginning. Let's start from the beginning, though, so we can, like, kind of organize and just have a little, like, what's new, what's going on chat. First off, who here watches The Summer I Turned Pretty? I'll raise my hand first. If you have not watched The Summer I Turned Pretty and you are someone who likes shows and movies that are based off of novels and books, I recommend this one. It is a show and a series that has 3 seasons. This is its final season. It's its 3rd season. And it is so good, you guys. If you know and if you do watch it, 3rd season is slowly coming out. They're doing a week by week, they release an episode. And last Wednesday, they released their first 2 episodes of their last season. And everyone is screaming. Literally, my whole For You page, every algorithm you could possibly have is full of this for me. I love it. I am really excited for the season. It's something I'm looking forward to. And yeah, I am a team Conrad girly. If you know, you know. I am a team Conrad girly. I'm really excited to see how this season plays out. But their episodes are coming out every, like, Wednesday at midnight. So, like, the Tuesday, you know, 11:59, then right when it hits Wednesday, midnight, the shows come out. And I'm not even going to lie, this past Wednesday, at 6 a.m. I woke up and I had one eye open, put on Amazon Prime because that's what it streams on, and started watching the first 2 episodes at 6 a.m. in the morning before my work. So that is my dedication to this series right now. The last time they had a season, they came out at like 8 p.m. I low-key wish that was the case. The reason I watched at 6 a.m. is because I knew I was going to see spoilers and I didn't want to see spoilers, but that's such an unhealthy such an unhealthy way to start your day. So I'm a little like, ugh, about it, but that's my dedication to the show as of late. I know I've been teasing some exciting news. Okay, you guys, I know I have been teasing some exciting news. We've had to reconstruct a little bit of the podcast schedule, but stay tuned for the next 2 weeks. I have 2 very, 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 very important little trinkets and little surprises for you guys, okay? So that is the only little sliver that I'll just, like, leave, that I'll just leave right there, okay? And yeah, you guys, I think my last little thing of news and, like, announcement on how I'm doing, I've been listening to a lot of podcasts. I mean, I normally do, but I've been getting into new ones, and I've been feeling very, very, very inspired. And there are some really amazing podcasts that I've been listening to, and I've been feeling very, I feel very heard, and I feel very seen, I feel very inspired by these podcasts, okay? One person in specific, Ali Yost, she's a Christian podcaster. Her podcast is Coffee on Ice with Christ, I believe. I believe. If you search her name, you'll find it. But super, super fun. And I think what's inspiring me the most about it, you guys, and this is like such a fun thing to look at and I guess reflect on as well, is where I started versus where I'm at now. I mean, you guys, we are 11 episodes in. Is that not crazy? I've been doing this for 11 weeks. And I know it's been getting easier and it's been super fun along the way, but I have a podcast personality, okay? And I think it's like a halfway point, like 50% of my actual personality, okay? Because I think the only difficult thing about podcasting, you know, is I'm talking to a camera. Hello. I'm talking to a camera. Surprise. Shocker if you didn't know that, which you should. I'm talking to a camera. So this is literally me just talking to myself, which I thought was going to be, you know, semi-difficult because I am such a person that feeds off of the people around me, but I feel like my brain just goes a million miles per minute anyway, that it just somehow works. But being inspired by these other episodes, I've really picked up on the inspiration of just like my personality. And I feel as though you guys get the vibe of who I am and all that jazz, but I'm really excited to feel like my personality is truly coming out. And I want to challenge myself even more to not just act or feel or create a relationship with this camera, but to truthfully just like every week feel like I am 100% myself and truly just show you guys my personality, because I think it's pretty awesome and I think I'm pretty funny, okay? I think I'm funny. I think I'm lighthearted. I think I'm energetic. And, you know, I think Ali Yost is a perfect example because I feel like my personality is very similar to hers. And the way she makes me laugh just listening to her episodes, if you haven't listened to her podcast, I would recommend it. She's so honest. She's so relatable. She's so lighthearted. She's so silly. She's so funny. And I feel I am relatively the same way. And so I am feeling inspired to truthfully let that personality speak for itself, let it come out a little bit more. I feel like with my training in journalism, if you didn't know, I went to school for journalism and communications. My training with journalism has some sort of like personality behind a camera. And it's not like different than my actual personality, but I think a little bit more. And it's, you know, it's just getting into the anchor, the host, the reality of like me behind a camera. But I'm slowly but surely letting my personality out. And I think that's just a fun little trinket to follow along with. I mean, from my first episode to my 11th episode, it's been 10 in between that. And I truly have felt like I am showing a really vulnerable side of myself with you guys. And I want to continue to do that. And each week we get more and more and more real. I get more and more and more deep. We talk about the things on my mind. And I think today is truthfully a perfect representation of that, because today, you guys, we are going to be talking about all kinds of relationships post-grad, okay? Everything under the sun. I want to talk about the friendships post-grad. I want to talk about relationships post-grad. I want to talk about a friendship and a connection with yourself post-grad. All of the above. I want to talk about every kind of relationship that you can have post-grad, because it's true. And I think community, I've said this a million times, but community is super, super, super important post-grad. And there's so many changes. We've talked about this. There's so many changes that has occurred, but I want to dig a little deeper and just have some more fun conversations when it comes to the friendships, the relationships, and of course, your relationship with yourself, which is super, super important. So with that being said, and that super long introduction, let us get into our topic for today. Let us talk about relationships. So I have had my second episode was on quality of friendships, okay? And I don't want this section of friendships to just be centered around just the right relationships that you should center yourself on. If you want to hear that, go to that episode. That's one of my favorite episodes. I felt very passionate about it, and I think there's some really fun, really great key, I guess, elements within that episode. So if you are curious about that, go into that episode, please. But this part, let's talk about friendships, okay? Let's talk about the friendships. I want to talk about three main things. I want to talk about removing friendships. I want to talk about maintaining friendships. And I want to talk about finding new friendships. So first, let's start with friendships post-grad, okay? Friendships post-grad are ever-changing. They really are. I have had a lot of people who I've had to say goodbye to. I've had a lot of people that I've decided to maintain relationships with, and I've also met a lot of new people. I think the main thing that you need to think about when it comes to a relationship within a friendship and the decision and the route that you want to go when it comes to either keeping that friendship, maintaining it, or just meeting new people, right? I think the main thing that you need to think about is what you value in a friendship, who you want to be in the future, and the people that you want standing by your side. It is really hard to meet people who have the same foundation that you do. And it's really easy to lose sight of the foundation that you want because you want friends. I'm super, super, super picky about who I keep close to my circle. And I think that I have every right to be. I think you have every right to be. You can be friendly and you can be kind and you can be loving to anyone. But be picky about the people that you keep near and dear to your heart. If someone shows you a side of them that, you know, you didn't see in the first couple weeks of being friends, and you kind of see that as a red flag a little bit in a friendship, you do not owe that person anything to continue to be best friends with that person. And I know that that's such a hard truth, but I promise you, you will find a lot more happiness when you have a center and a close circle of people who you trust with every word that you utter, who you know have your back, who you know will not turn their back on you, but instead love you through your faults and be there and be your person. It is so easy to just be friends with people because, you know, you think that's what you have to do and you don't want to hurt someone's feelings. I don't want to hurt someone's feelings, but I also don't want to question the people who I have in my life. I don't want to feel like after I say something or after I speak to someone about something that is very hard for me to talk on, that they're just going to go behind my back, utter it to someone else, and paint me as the villain. I have had to be very, very, very picky with the people that I hold near and dear to my heart because some people, regardless of how many times you be vulnerable with them, regardless of the amount of times that you're there for them, you care for them, you show your true colors to them, they don't want to see you as a good person. They want to boost themselves up and not you. And I don't know about you, I don't want someone in my life who just wants to tear me down every chance that they get. I want someone who can shine with me or who has a spot next to them on that stage. I want someone who doesn't feel threatened by me. And I think that when it comes to any kind of friendship in your life, whether that is someone you are debating if you want them in your life, you're trying to maintain a friendship, or you're just trying to meet new friends, period, not everyone needs to be close to your circle. Not everyone needs to be right by your side and know everything about you. And again, I'm going to preface this again and restate this again. You need to always show kindness to people. You need to always care about people. But what you tell people and how close you keep them to you is your choice. You have every right to be picky about who you keep near and dear. If you take a look at friendships, you guys, and the friendships that have maintained, honestly, it's the ones who remain the smallest and the closest and the most honest that do take it all the way to the end. And sometimes we have to minimize our circle to make it to the end. And again, that doesn't mean be rude. That does not mean bully someone out of a friend group. I have been bullied out of a friend group and it doesn't feel good. When it comes to making friends and when it comes to meeting people and seeing who you want in your life, you get to choose the position that you want them to have in your life. You can always be friends with people. You can always be friendly. The more the merrier. You can always invite them. But we're talking about true intimate friendships, right? The people who see you and who see your soul and see your heart for what it is. Those friendships you need to be picky about. You need to be selfish about. Because some people don't have your best interests at heart. Some people just want to paint you as a villain and boost their ego and be a light in everyone else's eyes and push you down. And unfortunately, that's just the way the world is. That's just the way people operate sometimes. But you have the ability and you have the decision to choose who you want in your life. So that's my little like friendship spiel. Again, if you want to know more details about quality of friendships, I go into it very in depth in my quality of friendships episode, episode 2. Take a look at it. I urge you. It's obviously not a psychological list, right? But I have also learned a good amount of what I want in a friendship. And so that is why I spoke on that episode, because that is something that has been a huge lesson to me, just in terms of my place and other people's places in my life. And so I urge you, and I tell you, if you are looking to find quality friendships, listen to that episode. Now let's move on to romantic. Okay, I don't even know where to start. I mean, I don't really think I'm the person who's qualified to really talk about romantic relationships right now. I have been 7 months single. Going on 8. And I think the only thing that I can attest to at this point in post-grad is that dating sucks. It really sucks. But I think it sucks because I don't put myself out there in a lot of ways. I don't participate in hookup culture. I'm not on any dating apps. I'm not really actively putting myself out there to pursue a relationship. I have since my past relationship. But I feel as though my position right now is I'm just trying to enjoy my 20s. And I think we can all attest to there are, not all, but there are a lot of guys that do suck right now, okay? Not all. Shout out to the kings who are emotionally available and mature, right? There are a good amount. I've met them. But for the most part, dating sucks. Dating really sucks. Because I think right now I'm just at a place that I just don't really want a relationship. And so I think that's why it sucks, is because obviously I'm not really like actively dating. I've gone on dates and it's been a great time, but I just don't feel an urge to pursue that right now. And so, I mean, that's just my placement on it right now, is I'm 23 years old. I want to fall in love with myself, and I want to heal from the things that I've been put through in my past relationship and feel as though I am so strong on my own that I don't need someone to heal me, that I can do it on my own, and I'm so secure in myself. And because I'm so secure in myself, a relationship just falls into my lap. Okay, I know that's not like ideal, but that's kind of what I'm praying on and I'm banking on, is because I'm not actively searching, hopefully like something just like presents itself to me within the next few years. I think that if you are not secure in yourself to the point where you feel confident on your own and you know what you bring, and there is no part of you that is just like insecure or curious about what you bring, you need to know what you want in a relationship. And that doesn't mean have it all figured out, but you do need to know certain things in what you want in a relationship. If you don't, you're going to go in without a clue in the world, and you could get yourself in a situation that you become manipulated and you become insecure and you end up with a narcissist. You become someone who you don't want to be, and you lose all the traits that you were gaining because you didn't really know what you were looking for. And so you got yourself in a situation that ended up tearing you down versus building you up. Post-grad in general, it is hard to meet people. It's hard to meet quality people. I mean, I think unless you're working, unless you go out actively, or unless you're on dating apps, or, you know, you're making new friends, you're moving out of states, you know, it's hard to really meet new people because, I mean, where do you look? I am picky. I am very, very picky. And I don't know if that's going to bite me in the butt, but for right now, I'm following it. And I'm falling in love with myself first before I give any source or any scent of my love to someone else, because I have a lot of healing that I need to do. And I think, you know, being single right now is a blessing in your 20s. And I want to soak up that opportunity to fall in love with myself before I just give it to someone just to give it to someone. And I think the advice that I've kind of really stuck with is, in this season, what adds to your life? You know, who adds to your life? What is lifting you up, not tearing you down? Things should be fun, right? Relationships and friendships and everything should be fun in this moment. It shouldn't be hard work. And I think You know, sometimes we get put in a position where we want to work for something and we want to make something work so bad. But there are a lot of times where you just have to let it go. And if it's not easy, if it's not fun, if it's not adding to your life, that is a dead clear sign that it is not meant for you. I am being completely honest. I've been through it in all aspects of relationships. If it is not easy for you, it's not for you right now. You can't force something that won't move. If the relationship is standstill and you don't see ease with it, why are you forcing it? Why are you making something happen? Find something that will naturally be easy for you to find fruitfulness and that will add to your life. That is, I guess, the advice I'll give you for those two segments, okay? Like, because it is a little bit more of let's just talk about things. That is the advice that I will give you is basic advice. It has to add to your life. And if you are someone who needs to hear that, this is your sign. It has to add to your life. If you have to question if it adds to your life, it doesn't add to your life. If you sit there and you're like, well, like, I like, this is great, but then this happens, it doesn't add to your life. Everyone has their things, everyone has their flaws, everyone has things that aren't that great about them and that will be annoying. But if you are sitting there having to defend someone and their actions towards you and you have to find the good in the relationship, I'm gonna be honest. Not for you, okay? Not giving you fruitfulness. That's where I'll end that part, okay? I'm closing that. We're moving on. Yeah, that's where we're gonna like move on and move past it. Now, let's talk about the relationship with yourself, okay? The relationship with yourself. This is truthfully the most important relationship that comes out of post-grad. The most important, the most important. You are 22 when you graduate. This is your time to find yourself. This is your time to know yourself, to not question who you are. And it will take questioning, right? Like it will take time figuring out. But this time is so valuable, you guys, to build a foundation of who you are. I'm going to be vulnerable. I lost a good chunk of myself in so many relationships. Within this past year, my romantic relationship and friendships that I've had to move away from. I lost so much of myself. And I think that is the one thing that I still haunt myself about is that I lost like trust with myself. I lost not even just confidence, but just the ability to have a backbone when it came to what I was saying and the confidence in how I was saying it and the knowledge and the truth in how I was saying it. I questioned so much about myself. I felt like I had to defend why I felt a certain way. And holy crap, you guys, I will never do that again. I will never beg someone to understand and to hear me again. It is so exhausting. It is so exhausting. These are your years to build your backbone. And if someone in the future questions you and you have to sit there and be like, well, I mean, I feel this way because of this and like just hear me out, just hear me out. No, if they don't hear you out and they don't hear you and you have to kind of like, you know, make up a reason and like feel like you need to be heard and that they aren't hearing you. If you do not know yourself, if you do not trust yourself, this is your time to do that. This is your time to build that backbone that you can constantly go to. If someone ever questions you, you have your strength, you have confidence, and you have the ability in yourself to speak your truth and speak with confidence. And if people like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't. I am finally at a point where, like, I feel like I'm truly understanding this that, like, I don't take everything super personal. And if someone doesn't want me somewhere, I don't take it as, like, they don't like me. I just take it that, fine, like, I'm fine with myself. I'm content in myself. Like, that's okay. And if it is personal, great. I don't need that person in my life. I am so content with myself. I'm so happy with who I am as a person. I am at that point where I'm, like, so close to building that, like, yep. Like me? Good. Don't? Great. Like, that's kind of where I'm at right now. Of course, that'll continue to grow over the years. You'll just get more and more and more confident in yourself. But my main point is, truthfully, you have the time right now to value that. Value it. I'm telling you guys, take the time to care more and be selfish with yourself Because these are your years. This is your time to do that. This truthfully is your time to do that. And I think one thing that I have selfishly put to the most important thing in my life and in terms of finding myself is my relationship with God. My relationship with God. You guys, for the past 3 years, I have heard and I have felt and I have seen God knocking at my heart. I have seen him turning my ears. I've said this so many times in this podcast and all these episodes. He has been pleading and begging and desiring me, yearning for me to come home and to just seek him the way he seeks me. All he wants is a relationship with us. And I have put so many things in front of him because that's what I thought I wanted. But truthfully, he is the foundation and the center that I have found myself within. Because I have found so much peace. I have found so much understanding of like what I actually like versus what I don't like. I found that like alcohol really isn't for me. Can I have a couple cocktails? Of course. Do I enjoy getting out and getting drunk? No, I don't. And I have learned that through God and through his patience at knocking at my heart with the types of things that I value in my life, my routine, my health, my drive, my persistence, and my passion for life. That has stemmed through my relationship with God. Everything that I look at a perspective with God. I seek things that he wants for me. And you guys, my faith is the most important thing in my life. And honestly, I would not be who I am today without God. I would not love the things that I love today without God. I would not see the world the way that I see it without God. And that is what I want to end today with, okay? That truthfully, all these relationships, friendships, romantic, and with yourself, yes, they are important. But the most important one is that relationship that you have with yourself. And for me, if you are listening to this and you are just like me, your relationship with God specifically. They may be hard to find, but this is your time to prioritize that. And this is your time to listen to yourself, be selfish, and of course, be nice and be loving and caring to the people around you, but to choose what will be best for you and to make those hard decisions right now for what will be fruitful for you in the future. I know this was like a very truth-felt episode, you guys, but I wanted to just kind of speak on what my heart is like right now and the reality of these relationships, because it's not just about how do you find friendships, but it is truly what am I looking for and what am I seeking and what am I searching for? What is missing in my life? And you don't know what's missing from your life if you don't know yourself. You don't know what's missing from your life if you don't know what you need in yourself, what you need from the people around you, what you value, what you love, what you don't like. You don't know it unless you know yourself. I love you guys so, so, so very much. I am going to cut this episode there. I think that is exactly what I wanted to end it on. If you like this episode, please let me know. Comment, like, send me a message, text me, anything above the sun. You guys, I want to hear what you guys have to say. This was a very, very preachful episode, but this is my biggest takeaway from postgrad, this whole conversation, this whole episode. So if you enjoyed it, please let me know. Tune in next week and the week after that. I have some really amazing information and some really fun news to share with you guys, but I will talk to you very, very, very soon. I love you guys so, 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 so very stinking much, okay? I will talk to you very soon. Ha!